Now, Steve Kent, the outgoing owner and chairman of Billericay Town FC, has confirmed the sale of the club, and we have the new owner and chairman, Glenn Tamplin, on the phone. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yeah, good to hear from you. Now, it must be a relief to get the legal process completed now.
It's finally, Paul. It's, it's definitely a relief. It's all done and dusted now, and finally I can take the shackles off and get going. But I'd like to take this opportunity, though, to publicly thank Steve, because I don't think people realise how much time and effort and commitment he actually put into Billericay Town. He is a true blue, and although, yeah, I'm pleased, I'm happy, I'm excited, I can't wait to get going, there is a side of me that realises how many years Steve's put into the club, and there's a side of me in the world that sort of feels for him, and I just want everyone to acknowledge, actually, this wouldn't be possible without Steve, what he's done over the years that have gone past.
During the last few weeks, you've strengthened the team. Is that something you're still looking to do in the coming weeks?
We have a centre-back and a left-back, both starting this Saturday. Extremely, our biggest signing so far, probably, from IEX Pro-wise in Dean. Ollie Sprague, arguably the best left-back in this current league. We've also, Danny Christie's available now, who we bought a couple of weeks ago. He'll be playing Saturday. So I believe now we shouldn't be leaking goals. So with maybe one more player we're going to buy, who will be hopefully a young lad who is a bit of a star and a few people have been interesting, but I've managed to get. But other than that, we believe we have the right team there to do the job.
Great, OK. And we've got tomorrow's game. It's an away match at Burgess Hill Town. It could be a little bit tricky, but are you confident that the new players and the old ones will gel together and put in a good performance?
How can I say this in the right way? The players that we have, we should be capable of beating any side of this in this league. Of course, yes, we have gel. Of course, yes, there's new players with, that are coming in and everyone needs time. But I believe just from what I'm seeing now with the banter in the change rooms, what I'm seeing last night at training, I was watching them at training, and they were all giving each other a bit of stick if one of them messed up or stuff, and they're gelling and blonde and bonding quicker than most people probably expect. So I'm looking quietly confident about tomorrow, and I think we could go there, get 3 points, and maybe actually start our journey properly now with a few wins under our belt.
It's great news. Now, what are the immediate plans now for the club off the field as well?
Well, the first thing is the fans forum. The fans forum is in 2 Mondays' time. I think that's the 19th. That will be at 7:30 at the clubhouse. Would like everybody to come along that's got any involvement, anybody that's got any interest in Billericay, or anyone that's looking for a non-league club to follow. The difference with this fans forum is it won't be me saying, look, I'm here. It'll be me saying, what do you want? What would you like from the club? What does the club lack? What would make it better for you to come and watch the team? And it's going to be a forum where I get ideas and requests involved in the fans. I go away for 2 or 3 weeks and I commit to what we can improve on and what we can change and what we can't. So the first thing is to give the supporters what they need. The way that I see a football club is 10 years ago I was in my house on my own. About 6 years ago I'd split up and I was in an empty home without my family. Now, I remember what that was like, and family to me is most important. I mean, I've got my family back now and everything's great, but the way I see this is if we don't have family at Billericay, we don't have support, which I see as family, it'll be like my empty home. Mm. So I've got to get the family right. I've got to get them happy. I've got to get good energy amongst them, and I've got to get them wanting to be at the club. So the first thing is to get the supporters, family, the community together and give everybody what they want, which is possible.
Glenn, it all sounds positive going forward, so we look forward to the future games and also the fans forum as well. Thanks for the chat, and we hopefully look forward to 3 points at Burgess Hill tomorrow too.
All right, Paul, thank you for your Phoenix FM support. Much appreciated.